T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And 40 WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Christian, you know, is a great liar. Me, Bill Belichick.
Into hour two, Aggression Fourier. John and Mike, we see you. We're coming to you. We got a lot to get to, including the comment on the number 3 pick, Fourier, as Gerard Mayo spoke at the coaches' breakfast at these league or owners' meetings. I always get it wrong. I think they're kind of both. Like, the competition committee, by the way, folks, voted to get rid of the hip drop tackle in the league. One defender already for the Minnesota Vikings is like, yeah, they don't care about defense. They're just making it harder for us to do our job. I don't know. I think with some guys, you know, the Gronks of the world, let's say, you're trying to bring those down and you're a 200-pound defensive back. I guess I do kind of understand it, but just quickly, it's kind of gotten into a real injury hazard now where it's promoting poor technique. So while I understand the overall premise from defensive players is going to be you're making it harder on us, which they are, they're also trying to make the game a little bit safer for offensive guys as well.
Yeah, I usually – so the horse collar tackle, which was
– great call.
Guys, like, breaking their leg, and it was, you know, why are you doing it? You're making it harder for us. Okay, no, obvious issue. I agree with you on this one. Every time I saw it, and I saw it more and more as it was going on, because it was a way for smaller guys – to kind of just really kind of slow down a back or a receiver, not even if he was smaller. It was just, dude, it works. You take all your weight, you take all your momentum, and you just drop. And doesn't matter where the guy is or where his legs is, he cannot fight his way out of it, and he can't move his legs. Listen, they've been dealing without the hip drop tackle for years and years and years. It's no big deal. No one's really going
to
miss it.
Well, what needs to happen is for it to happen to a defensive player on an interception return for a touchdown. And then it's like, okay.
Yeah, but offensive players don't know how to tackle, so they just kind of flare their hands up in the air.
Well, there is that, too. Mac Jones proved that in terms of having a poor tackle technique.
It could be real dirty and try to kick him.
There is that, too. That's,
you
know, right.
So last resort of a scoundrel there.
Hey, listen.
Somebody in the nuts.
Got to find a way to get him down. You know what I mean? That's a fighter right there. That's who you should want on your football team.
Yeah.
You want fighters.
Hey, guys. I can just see Bill showing that film. Hey, guys. Don't mock Mac Jones. Listen, you support him. This dude has never given up.
That's right. Oh. Kicking him in the ding-ding. Let's get to Gerard Mayo a little bit earlier today. Straight up asked about the number 3 pick. Here is Mayo in his own words.
This draft class, we're talking about filling needs, you know, left tackle, receiver, quarterback. Those are 3 big needs that can be tough to fill. You know, how much pressure is on this 24 class?
You know, honestly, I don't feel those 3 positions that you just spoke of. I would say this draft has quite a few guys that can fill those roles. And look, we sit at a very enviable spot at number 3, where we could take someone at 3, or, you know, if someone offers a bag, as we would say, a lot of first round picks, we definitely have to, you know, talk about those things as we continue to put together this team. You said it, there are holes on this team, but I would also say there will be people available going forward.
I don't know why that there are holes on this team, which I don't know why he would admit to that. And again,
because it's a new era.
I think that to me is like, hey, you're going to I don't know if I would ever agree with a reporter if I was a head coach.
Right.
I would, you know, like the Purdue head basketball coach when people were talking about his team and was his big
remember, Zach Edey?
Zach Edey, yeah.
Oh, I remember James Franklin down there. Why don't you just throw it 40 yards? Let a guy run underneath of it. He's like, I don't even comprehend what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know if I would ever agree with a reporter just for the basis of I would want to protect my players. So they wouldn't think I'm thinking about them.
Well, and
well, am I the hole? Am I the weak link?
Well, there's that, and there's the hole after the draft. Like, well, you said there's holes. Did you fill them?
So do you think that he left himself? Do you think he kind of made up for the hole?
No,
we're gonna burn some cash. We're gonna take the number one guy. Do you think he kind of reset?
No.
The narrative, or do you think other teams are like, whatever, dude?
Yeah, I think teams are like, whatever, dude.
Yeah, you're not fooling us.
Well, and the whole, you know, oh, we'll get a bag. Really? So I'm sure there's another GM sitting there going, hey, did you hear what Mayo said? If we give them 3 first-round picks, we might be able to get up there. Now, by the way, before Gerard Mayo even mentioned about sending a bag of picks, that's all that we would have been allowed to send them anyway. So just want to let
everybody
know.
But Mayo's not even talking to the other teams. This is he's 100% out of that aspect of it. He's out of it. He is not interacting. There's another one,
Christian,
too.
Wait a minute. Why would I assume that he would be out of the loop? It's Collaboration Nation.
No, but they'll fill him in. But no, he's not. Do you think he's negotiating with teams?
Okay, that's my point. No, but to think that he's out of the loop to be able to not comment on it, then that would defy what they said.
I think so many people are so turned around and upside down based on how he speaks and how he talks, and they don't know what the hell to do with themselves. When you look at the different head coaches in Boston right now, you got Hardo, Jiu-Jitsu, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's got some bill in him.
Does.
Montgomery, probably the
most
steady.
Affable. But, yeah. But if you actually listen to Jim Montgomery, he's nice. He answers questions.
Yeah.
But he doesn't give the store away.
I would say that he is like what I would expect, someone who really knows what they're doing and they're trying to serve both sides. He does it.
There's a lot of the Belichick way of answering questions that are in Jim Montgomery. Short, to the point, I give you an answer. Might not answer it perfectly, but you know what? Pretty pleasant when I do it overall. But that's not the Bill way. But you understand? Like, it's the whole say little, answer what you need to, and then kind of move on. That's why we've never seen really Jim Montgomery kind of get betwixt and between or caught in a press conference or something like that.
Yeah, I look at it, and then like Cora, you know, when you have so many games, you talk to the media. So Cora is great at what he does based on like how often he has to speak.
Oh, the volume.
It's not even fair.
Before the game, after the game, all that stuff.
Before, and how many people. Usually it's just one thing. Sometimes it's like 4 different people.
So, no, I didn't come away with any real why would the league?
So it's still – so he didn't trip anybody up, any other teams?
If we're to believe that a lot of the groundwork going into the draft has been laid here in the month of March, I don't think you're fooling a team at this point. And look, you look at the Patriots roster on the whole, I'm sure there are a lot of other GMs who are like, yeah, but they need this, they need that. They like the, you know, the kind of stuff of trade number 3 for Justin Jefferson and number 11. Like, stop. That's not, those things are not happening. That kind of silliness. If there's going to be anything that goes on, I would say it is 99.9% assured that it would be a draft pick swap compensation. You know, the dreams of being able to get a wide receiver that you pay $30 million to and just slide back with the number 3 pick and still land your quarterback, I feel like that's fool's gold. If the Patriots are trading out of 3, it's because they've fallen in love, in my opinion, with one of the quarterbacks outside the top 3, so they know they can do it, and it would be picks. There, no team would say, yeah, I'm going to trade all the way up for this quarterback, and you know what? Yeah, we'll give you one of the best wide receivers in the NFL for it, too. Right?
Okay.
That just does it. Would you do that? When everyone's like, 3 for 11 and Justin Jefferson, who says no? The Vikings. Let's start there.
And I don't think it will literally be something like Elliot Wolf gets off the phone. He's holding like the, you know, he's holding the speaker,
he's,
you know, with his hand.
It.
He's like, hey, they want to give us a bag. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my I'm going to go back on. Oh, yeah, hold on. Let me get right back to you on that.
What is it? And then they'll be like, is that a biggie bag?
Oh, my God.
That's all I hear, that freaking Wendy's commercial right now. Let's go to John and Martha's Vineyard on the Patriots silos. Comment, John. Good morning.
Can't you say the word silo less or not at all in regards to the New England Patriots football team?
He's on to Gresh.
Well, they're the ones who introduced that into our football lexicon, that it was very important to have happen.
Now, maybe I haven't done my homework, but I don't understand how and why that happened. But when I think silo, I think missiles, right? And certainly when people go to the football game, we hope they're safe. So couldn't we say silo less or not at all?
Even though they said it, John, let me give you another way of thinking of it, right? Now, I grew up until I was 15 years old in old Western Pennsylvania, and a lot of times there'd be corn in a silo. So think about a nice ear of corn cooked perfectly in the summer. I don't care how you eat it, short way, long way, whatever, fine by me. But how about that? Just think about and how the silos are needed for the farmers in this country to be able to feed us. Oh, wait, we pay farms not to grow. Oh, but anyway, the silos, yes, they stand for something. It's also a bad business school analogy, as a texter sent in as well. But think about it in delicious corn and not missiles, and then you'll be okay.
Corn
is the key, ladies and gentlemen.
If you had to get rid of one of these words, silos, gaslighting, or collaboration. Okay, the three top words used so far, silos, gaslighting, collaboration, which one?
Do we need to hit the street like Channel 10 did and ask people?
Yeah,
like,
we should probably do that.
What are the three buzzwords right now?
Can you? I bet you anything, they could probably name the three buzzwords more than they can Red Sox players.
Oh, that's a pretty good one.
Sellable guy.
Mike in Framingham with Gresham Fourier. Mikey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Okay. I would trade my third pick to Minnesota if they would give you both. I think they have 11 and 23.
Yep.
I'd make that trade because I think that my personal opinion is the best quarterback that's going to be in this draft is Bo Nix. You don't have to agree with me. Some people think it's somebody else. They could get their quarterback at 11, and then they'd have 23 in the next round for themselves. So, one man's opinion.
No, and Mike, that is one of the things that I think if the Patriots really don't fall in love with any of the top three, then it's prudent. It would be very prudent for the Patriots to do that. If they don't like the top three quarterbacks, it's either take the wide receiver who is right there in front of you, who's supposed to be a franchise changer. And if we're trusting Jacoby Brissett in this time of Patriots need for you, right? You need the guy in there who's a veteran, who can nurture some other people maybe, who can be, you know, hey, we all know what this season's going to be like. He's the guy that's going to guide you in the forest through the trees. Why would it be such a bad thing if there are parts of Jacoby Brissett that you like to partner with Marvin Harrison to get him ready for whomever the long-term guy is going to be? I mean, I think that's a big piece of, we're talking out of both sides of our mouths. It's the, well, I can live with Jacoby Brissett because I understand what they're doing and yada, yada, yada. Okay, well, if I draft Marvin Harrison and this guy is trusted, you rely on him, he's going to be the guy. And if he's got qualities that can help teach, why would that be a bad thing for 1 year for a player that we think is fully formed, ready to come in? Am I missing something there, or is that a silo? Did my silo not get a message on something? I don't know.
Did your silo?
I don't know.
We all have our own
Everybody's got their own silos now.
What does your silo say on it?
Mine says Silo Sam, which was an old wrestler back in the day.
I say stay 10 feet away from my silo.
There you go.
Unless your name is, and I'd have a list.
Do you have barbed wire around your silo then?
No. No, just a big, like a big red circle around my silo.
I the more and more I think about the number three pick, because there is a premier player and another position there, the more, even if they don't go QB, I think the more I'm kind of becoming entrenched, don't bail out of three. Don't bail out. Even if you don't like the quarterbacks. There's a guy there that is so ready-made to come into this league and is one of your two biggest problems. I just can't talk myself out of it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime.
Just download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Save WEEI is a favorite and listen wherever you go.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI.
Oh, that's right. We are, as you can see on Twitch, 31 days, 8 hours, 36 minutes, and 0 seconds away from the New England Patriots in the NFL draft. That's right. We got round one in the NFL draft set up for 8 p.m. on our big master clock right there. You can also see it's 11:24 Gresham Fourier here.
Yeah, there's that.
There is the...
As Kraft would say, the biggest draft in 31 years.
Oh.
Is that what he said? Was it 31? Am I marrying 31 together?
In my tenure as the owner.
I thought he said 31 years.
Well, this would be the 31st year because he was 93, right?
I swear he said the biggest draft in the last 31 years.
Yeah.
Right, because, I mean, they've – what was Drew? Drew was one?
Drew was one overall,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, they hit on that one.
And then, of course, they get into it with Parcells, and then we know what happened there, and it led to Belichick, and now it's led to Mayo and all that stuff. You mentioned Robert Kraft. Oh, boy.
What do you do now?
He is, taking a lot of heat, at least I know, in our Twitch chat, to the text, to 37937. A lot of people screaming about, hey, this is really exposing Robert Kraft for the kind of owner that he is. And it's more than just the jamming Gerard Mayo in there and having predetermined well over a year before Bill was gone that Gerard Mayo was going to be the guy. This goes back to the discussion that we had earlier when we were bickering about Mayo and the tenor and the tone of the organization. Right now, they are much more concerned about external factors than internal factors. Now, some of that might be, for as much as people are like, hey, stop talking about silos and all that, somebody sent us a breakdown of the word silo.
Oh.
Separate, independent, limited sharing, operational failure. I don't know if that is.
I never knew that that was. I just thought they came up with the word silo. It's not a bunch of words that they.
Yeah, no. I do believe it is like an older business school reference of the whole not communicating and all that whatnot. But it feels like there is a lot of people use the phrase CYA. I don't know if I would do that. I think this is a CYN, control, your narrative. And that is what the offseason has been about for Robert Kraft. And I think a lot of Patriot fans are pushing back.
Or it's create your narrative.
Well, there
which
is
that. Which feels like it was
great.
I'm going to just make it up as
when
we go.
When you control it, you can create it.
Yeah. That's,
and you know what it is? To the winner goes the creativity. Because they're the ones who, you know what I mean? It's the whole, they're the ones that are tell the story. You have two big companies going against each other in the same field, right? One company gobbles up the other one. Guess what? The company that won gets to tell the story about beating the other company, whether it was right, wrong, indifferent, or whatever. There ain't nobody left around to be able to object to it. The winners get to tell the tale.
Yeah, that is, it is crazy. Like the backlash on Kraft specifically.
Oh yeah,
is pretty interesting.
Why interesting? That's an interesting word that you chose. Well, interesting. Why is it interesting?
It's like it's just so just aggressive, and I feel like people who are interested in the dynasty, once they kind of went through it, they were kind of like, well, holy crap! I could see one vanity piece out of the 10 series, out of the 10 segments that of that docuseries, how many there were. Mm-hmm. I can understand like number 3 being a vanity piece, right? And the rest being like real hardcore, you know, storytelling. But everything led to some sort of, you know, project of how do I reestablish my importance to everybody, not just, you know, and how willing I was to just, and I always did the right thing. It just became a little much. And Bill was always being just, so Kyle Van Noy over the weekend.
Yes, a good one.
Wait, where was he? He was interviewing. He was being interviewed by somebody. And paraphrasing on this one, he said, he was not asked to be part of the dynasty. They didn't want to interview him.
Here's the quote. There was somebody who hit him on Twitter saying, were you asked to be interviewed for the dynasty, Doc? And his tweet was, no, I wasn't. I'm mad, annoyed at first, but glad they didn't because it looks trashy now.
Yeah, so he wasn't. Do you think he was trashing it just because his feelings were hurt, or do you think he really thought it was a hit piece?
I think there are a lot of players that were looking around who maybe don't have love for Bill Belichick, but I think there have got to be certain guys who were coached by him, like you, who looked at it and was like, oh, man, really? Like, that's how we're going to present this? You know, you have now Kyle Van Noy. We've heard from Rodney Harrison. We've heard from Devin McCourty. There have been other players who have given their thoughts on the whole thing. And then the fans. Because really, why was that done?
What, the dynasty?
Yeah, why was it done? It was done for one guy in RKK. And in his mind, it was being done for all of us, the fans here in New England.
This is my gift to you.
I definitely think there is a big, in the back of his mind, again, because I'm starting to think more and more that while Robert Kraft has made the decision on Mayo, he will clearly be involved when they finally officially give the stripes to Elliott Wolf, who we know they'll do a sham, whatever they need to be able to ultimately give it to Elliott Wolf. But this is where it feels like Robert Kraft, for the first time, is truly pushing away from the Patriots table. I've done all I can. I've created this. Look at this stadium. Here is my gift to the fans in which they will love me. And now I can feel good that I've controlled the narrative or created it in some instances. And now we can move forward as an organization.
I do wonder how West Coasters, right? Like Colorado on, right? How they would view if they didn't know anything about this dynasty, if they just were on Apple and like, oh, this one's a ranked number 6. I think it was like 4 or 5 or something like that when it came to most viewed series or movies on Apple. Let me give this a try. I recognize some of those people, but really he's not a football fan, doesn't know anything about Kraft. I wonder if they really enjoyed it, or do they think that they were being, you know, manipulated? Because I feel like fans here, And this is why I think it's interesting, because I do think they feel manipulated. They feel like they've been used in a way, and where they know better. So it is interesting to me how it's received here. And, of course, former players, like I think Calvin is also a little like ill upset. What do you mean? I was important in that second dynasty. I had a lot of big plays. But, yeah, you didn't get arrested. You didn't get thrown in jail. Like, you didn't have five babies out of wedlock. And no, the cops didn't come knock on your door at 2 a.m. in the morning for domestic disturbance. They only want the juicy stuff. That's part of it.
I think getting the juicy stuff is fine. I think coming away feeling like there was a fair representation of things, because this feels like the first thing that Robert Kraft has been attached to from a project standpoint, or that, you know, this is for the fans or whatever, where the fans have just thrown it up right back at him and been like, no, this didn't wash with me. Have you heard, like, have you come across, or has anyone been like, boy, that dynasty was really great? You know, as a
nobody outside of this building, or, you know, calls that we received, or people that I know, nobody has said one thing about it.
It doesn't feel like fans have said, oh, I want the DVD set. Not that they still make those anymore. Or, you know, I'll download it on my whatever so that I have it for posterity's sake and all that whatnot.
I was trying to see, like, where it was ranked. Yeah, okay. So a show by the name of Palm Royale. Actually, pretty good. I've been watching that.
Palm Royale?
Yeah.
Is that where you stayed in Miami a week ago?
No. Masters of the Air. Do you know what that's about?
I'm going to guess it's people who jump high or jump out of things.
It's a World War II bomber movie, like the... all those flyboys.
Why are you watching movies about World War II?
I didn't watch that. No, this is like a, it's like,
oh, you're giving me what?
Yeah, like so Palm Royale, Masters of the Air, Manhunt, which is about Abraham Lincoln, Ted Lasso, still, The Reluctant Traveler with Eugene Levy, The New Look, Constellation, The Morning Show, and right breaking the top 10 would be The Dynasty.
Wow.
The New England Patriots. And then number 10 would be For All Mankind.
How much of that do you think is Tom Brady in terms of being high up on that list? I think a lot of it is.
If you see, I think it's Brady.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I do too.
It's, you know, because if I'm living, you know, anywhere outside of here, south, west, east, doesn't matter, northwest, it doesn't matter. You look at Brady like, ooh.
Well, if you're a Jet fan, let's say, or a Bills fan, isn't there a part of this documentary that is like, yeah, how did those a-holes hold it together so long to torture me as a fan on the other side? And you're right, it's much more rooted in Brady. But around here, it doesn't seem like Robert Kraft is going to be able to recover from this from a PR standpoint anytime soon.
What is the – I mean, but –
Because the head coach is attached to him.
And when June 12th comes around, is that the Brady Appreciation Day?
I do believe so.
June 12th,
right?
The biggest question going
60,000 people in attendance.
Yeah, on Friday, Fitzy was all on board with this thing being like a big deal,
yeah,
like, and selling it out. And I offered him my idea for the whole presentation, the whole event about, you know, guess that ass, which I thought was a really good idea.
Mm.
Someone from the Patriots was listening. And actually decided that they were going to, you know, kick it around for a little bit.
Oh, in the latest collaboration. When do they have the collaboration meetings down there? Is it 9 o'clock tomorrow?
No.
Make sure everybody has a day to settle back in.
It's a good idea.
So
maybe
when they have the collaboration meeting, they could be like, oh, yes, a collaboration.
Last thing on the docket. Not the most important. I know it's a ways away. We have an idea for the whole Brady celebration. Let me know if we need to rename this or work on it. It's called Guess That Ass. Really, what does that mean? Well, we're going to take all the centers who were Patriots that Brady actually took snaps from, and we're gonna blindfold Brady. He's going to grab each guy's ass to try to figure out which person it is.
Hold on, Christian. Mr. Kraft just walked in the room. Christian, can you tell Mr. Kraft what is the name of your idea again here?
It's called A Guess That Ass, Boss.
Go on. Yeah. This is the Billy Lanny you hear. I can't just go on. Oh, man. But, yeah, RKK is wearing it a little bit. And I think when there's the lack of big free agent activity, when we were led to believe that there would be more, you know, the Mayo coaching stuff and things like that, trying to, you know, thank God Alex Van Pelt got fired and walked through the door, because it might have been a tight ends coach from Tight Pants U who was going to come in here and try to run the whole offense.
That's the first thing I would do if I was Mayo. I would start wearing tight pants.
Ooh, go
just
the...
go tight pants.
Yep, go
just
the,
do it.
Hey, listen, they'll lump you in with McVay and Shanahan and all those guys, I'm sure.
What'd you think about the... because the picture, the whole... because Bill...
The photo...
the photo of the coaches.
The coaches' photo this year was really interesting because it looked like some people crashed it who, like, shouldn't have been there.
Like who?
Oh, you see Dave Canales sitting in the front row of that thing?
I don't even think I could point him out in the lineup.
How about this?
You know what? You need to bring it up. Bring it up, Coop.
12. Seriously.
Because I don't think, because there's a couple things that I noticed that were just funny.
You know what it is? Dave Canales, the coach of the Carolina Panthers, folks, if Coop had gotten to the meeting and had sat in that chair, people would have been like, yeah, that's about right. Okay, here we go. Let's take the photo.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Who let their son in?
Like,
is somebody's head coach's son, you know, like, sitting in for him?
I'll tell you what, for a moment I did a double take of Canales sitting in the front and thinking, I thought Jimmy G snuck in there. Because I was like, wait a minute, what? And I had to do a double take and be like, oh yeah, that's the new coach of the Panthers right there.
Because yeah, I was trying to see.
I think Gerard Mayo was. There it is. All right. So there's the photo right here. So for those of you who cannot see this photo on Twitch,
you go, Coop.
So right in the middle, as usual, you got the Super Bowl coaches in there. So you got Andy Reid in the
He's the Godfather now, right? Oh, he wears his Hawaiian shirt. Just good. Everybody loves him. What a good dude.
Now,
right?
I can't tell. Is that John Harbaugh to the right? No, it isn't. I think Jim Harbaugh got in between Andy Reid and the other Harbaugh. Yeah. You're right.
Who's to the right?
He looks like a goop. Well, there's John Harbaugh and then Jim Harbaugh, and then to the right of Jim is John Harbaugh. And then it looks like you got McDermott in there.
McVay looks like he's been in the weight room.
And, of course, McDermott is the only one with a suit jacket on. And I'm not kidding. Like, he's such a freaking hardo.
Oh, my God.
Like, he couldn't sit down and be like, nobody else has it on, so there you go. But if you go from the right on Andy Reid's left.
Okay.
If we could zoom in on that a little bit there, Coop, that's where the guy from Carolina, Dave Canales, is. And tell me that he doesn't look like, at first I thought, oh my God, that's Jimmy Garoppolo sitting in front of Dan Campbell.
Man, I don't recognize half these guys.
Yeah, there you go.
Blurry. All I know is that Robert Saleh, holy crap.
Oh, what a beard.
What is up with the beard and the bald head? He's gone overboard.
Yeah, it's a little, it is a little too much. I would still,
all right, guys, all gas.
You know what? I would still say, If those coaches had, Doug Peterson's head is so big.
Holy cow.
He has like a melon for days. No. That's Dayball.
He doesn't know who
that's
the coach
just all
is.
They just put all the bald guys. Move it down, Coop. The guy with the white hair right there.
The black guy right there.
Slide it down. Slide that photo down where you can see that. There is Doug Peterson. Look at that dome piece on that man. And he's got I don't know, what would you call that? Is that like part? Would we go pompadour? Is it like a bouffant?
I don't know.
He's got a poof.
I will say this, based
what
on
a dome piece
based
on, that
on the photo alone, your number one, in the octagon. Like if there's a battle royale,
that's what I was
going
to get to before Doug Peterson distracted me.
You go to Campbell.
It's still Dan Campbell.
I don't listen. Mayo. He's thicker now. He's wider now, and he's heavier.
You're not allowed to say that.
He's definitely chubby.
Chubby head coach. Syndrome?
And what about Antonio
Doesn't
Pierce?
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
No, that's what
Antonio
it would,
Pierce. Okay, Dan Campbell.
That's what it would come down to.
Mayo and then Saleh.
I'd say.
Quinn? What's his face?
Dan Quinn. No,
looks
he's
crazy.
Yeah, he looks crazy, but he's also old.
I'm telling you, your top four, Mayo, Campbell, Antonio Pierce, and Saleh. That's your top four. Now, you can go down to the bottom row where all the older, slimmer guys, gentlemen, are.
Yeah, no.
But, and even D'Amico Ryan all the way at the – I'm telling you.
Matt LaFleur is not jumping into a ball.
Dan Campbell, listen, he talks a good game, but I don't know. There's something about Mayo with his clever and savviness. I don't know.
You know what it is?
I don't think he could block him on a trade block.
No, I would say Dan Campbell and Antonio Pierce are the two scariest coaches for this reason.
Okay.
Round one, fight.
They have the switch.
A crazy switch.
And I think it happens right away. I think for some guys, it's the, you might have to build into it a little bit. Is this really happening? No. Antonio Pierce,
okay.
I'm pretty sure he's going for the goozle. And Dan Campbell, come on, Christian.
No, I'm with
you. He would not be able to help himself.
No, I'm with you. Okay, so now when we're talking about chum, if we're going to throw chum in the water,
oh.
It's the first row, right? Everybody's seated.
Canales.
Chum. McDaniels. He's like the weak link. He's like the little guy.
Oh, Mike McDaniel?
Mike McDaniel,
oh, I thought
yeah.
you said Josh McDaniels.
No, Josh McDaniels.
The way he's going, he's a pretty tasty morsel now.
I'm talking about just like weak links where like, listen, we don't really need these guys. They're not really fighters. Okay, let's just throw them in the water. You put McDaniel in there, and then you probably, I don't know.
Does old man Jim Harbaugh have it in him to get a top four finish if it ever went down? Because he is a nut.
The dad of the two Harbaughs.
No. Jim.
Oh. He's like mad scientist nuts.
I know.
Yeah.
And that's what's scary about that guy.
Yeah.
Andy Reid would be like, I'm just going to get a cheeseburger. I'll walk right out of the octagon.
I don't know when it's done.
But there are a couple of badasses left in there. I'll tell you what, Dayball. Oh, man.
Tell you what, coaching is like, you know, you don't get necessarily older. You definitely get fatter.
How about coaching is like being president?
Yeah.
You age and you try not to put on weight, but you do. It's just the.
How do you find the time?
Yeah.
You just know how you find the time.
Well, you got to walk on the treadmill the way Bill did.
Yeah. Executive workouts for everyone.
Ooh. Hey, listen, apparently it works. Or were those only silo workouts?
Just silos.
There you go.
No one was ever around him when he was walking either. You didn't go near his.
You didn't go near there?
Nope.
Did you go the other end of the weight room?
No. I was like, whoop, turn around.
He's go the other way.
He's go the other way. And when I saw him in the hallway, whoop,
that's a good way to get through life. Avoid. Take the left turn at Albuquerque. We'll get you a lunchtime parlay next.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Well, we can put Fitzy on the list now of Ofer for the lunchtime parlay. He, along with Lou.
Wow, another guest. Sucks.
Just, I mean, Hart 1-3 in the picks. Terpy Terp 1-0.
There you go, Terp.
Lou and Fitzy 0-1 in the old lunchtime parlay there. FAU did not cover. The Red Sox did not win on the money line. James Madison covered against Wisconsin. And Fourier went the women's route. Maine kept it to within 27?
It was actually a decent, half of a first quarter. I was like, oh, I remember all these things.
Yeah, people are probably like, wait, what is Fourier talking about? Yeah, in the women's game, they play four quarters.
Yeah.
And if you don't follow along every day, a lot of people wouldn't know about. So. We are $40 Ooh. To the red.
Look at this one.
As we head into this week for the lunchtime parlay, and it is presented by FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WEEI. Well, I'm going to go to the women's game as well, Fourier, except I'm going to take a big favorite covering in the first half. The UConn women are, I do believe it's -19.5 or -19 on the full game line. I'm going to go the UConn women to be up by 12 or more in the first half. So give me the UConn women -12 in the first half against Syracuse, which, by the way, is the worst university on the planet because of the people from our
that go
business
there?
Who go there.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I went to Syracuse, so.
That's right.
You are not prepared
to be able to go into broadcasting the way I am at Syracuse, even though you played in the NFL.
But Bob Costas's of the world anyway. Here's a guy who wouldn't be caught dead in Syracuse, but you might see him at Bunker Hill Community College. Billy Lanny, good morning.
USC?
USC.
University of Southern Charlestown.
Did you just say Bunker Hill Academy?
Yeah. Bunker Hill Community College.
Oh, that's Good Will Hunting.
I went there for a hiccup.
There
Wait,
you go.
Isn't that the college where...
Yes, Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so they got the shots from the outside, but the inside shots weren't Bunker Hill.
What, better or worse?
No, it was nice. And the movie had it nice.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Okay. I mean, there was only a couple little areas they showed, but yeah, no, okay. That definitely wasn't the inside of...
Exterior. Bunker Hill Academy.
Correct, Community College.
Community College.
Academy would be nice, you're right.
Yeah,
come on.
I was there for a hiccup.
Okay.
I love it.
All right, so...
What do you got, friend?
Block potty. A lot of juice on this one for some reason. Not really sure why. He's not on the injury report or anything like that. Give me Jaylen Brown over a half a block in Atlanta against the Hawks.
All right.
+340.
+340. Good juice. Right? It's got to be about the Hawks matchups or something like that, right? They got what? I'm trying to remember. DeJounte Murray is still there. He didn't get traded. So, you know, they got chuckers on the outside. Maybe that's a part of it, too. I don't know. But, Billy, you're right. By the way, Drew Holiday was like almost, or maybe a little more on the plus money side, but it was like a block and a half for him tonight. So,
big question mark, though.
Big question mark. I'm with you. Chicken Nick, hello, friend.
Hello.
You're running out of hockey games here pretty soon.
Yeah, there's only
aren't
two
you?
Tonight, but there's still playoffs, Gresh.
There are playoffs. So it'll be terrible and boring, according to Fourier. But then
I'm not going to watch four hockey games tonight. It's not going to be awesome.
The playoffs a little overrated, but we'll get through it here on the Gresh and Fourier program.
It's only West Coast games tonight, but the Kings are in Vancouver to play the Canucks, and the Kings are road dogs tonight. Both teams riding three-game winning streaks going in, but I like the Kings as road dogs on the money line tonight.
And finally, your two-time Super Bowl champion, Pick'em Fourier.
All right, Nikola Vucevic, over 19.5 total points. Okay, so it's not the Detroit Pistons philosophy. I'm taking another crappy team in the NBA, which is the Washington Wizards, one of the worst defenses in the league, second worst, terrible at almost every category you can think of. So I checked this and I thought it was 18.5 points. You checked again, it was 19.5. And doing my research, Vucevic is he averages 18.1 points a game. Now remember, crappy team, you add two, we're still clean. So feel comfortable with this pick, be happy about it. I'll see you tomorrow on the other end.
So, we have Nikola Vucevic over 19.5 total points. The Kings on the money line. Jaylen Brown with a block, just one. And the UConn women, -12 in the first half against Syracuse. Your $10 will win you. You ready for this, folks? $330.73. Coop just got it updated on the graphic right there. We will get that out on social media, Gresh Fourier, W-E-E-I. You can also get us on Instagram, Gresh and Fourier. Spell the A-N-D in between our last names. Halfway home here on this Monday where we are waiting for the Celtics to clinch the division. We got a lot of stuff to get to as well. We've got Deion Sanders saying more dumb stuff. Shohei Ohtani is supposed to speak today. The Red Sox have broken camp. And the Celtics can officially get the number one seed in the East. So much to do. Hour three next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.